Listen to the Voice of Survival podcast every other Friday, right here on the Journey into Comics Network. JourneyIntoComics.com. The following is a Journey into Comics Network production.
Tomorrow is the greatest day ever.
Why is it the greatest day ever?
Tomorrow is sleep.
It's for you.
I do not know
for
that.
For you.
Yeah, but I do not know that feeling for several days now. And I cannot wait.
Sleep is for the week. No,
well, I mean, look, I'm not trying to be like P. Diddy, who doesn't sleep, apparently. If you've ever heard any of the legendary tales, that dude literally does not sleep somehow.
Yeah.
Like, they just fucking... I don't know if he went a hyperbolic time chamber or something, or he's got a time machine and he just made duplicates of himself.
He's 3 full days a year. Just like,
Jesus. Full days. Oh, so he only has, what is that?
So he hibernates a little bit.
72 hours of sleep?
A year?
Wow.
That would be really ridiculous.
That would be ridiculous. Anyways,
so I love doing this to you. Like, I've already recorded.
You fucker. I knew it.
Welcome to Podcastrophy. This is episode 7.
Oh, lucky number.
Oh, yeah.
My lucky number.
Wow.
Time traveling again. I recorded episode 8 yesterday.
That's awesome. How did it go?
Oh, it went excellent.
I can't wait to have already not heard it. Because I haven't heard it yet, but I'm going to be hearing it at some point in the very near soon future.
I had a hard time deciding whether or not, like, which episode was going to be which.
Oh, and
but
which
I figured,
order?
I figured this would be cool, like, all, because Andrew and I's episode 7s are this week.
Oh, dude, you guys Spider-Man Daredevil'd it.
Yeah,
you have no idea what that means, probably.
No.
Okay, so issue 16 of Spider-Man, like, Amazing Spider-Man issue 16 in the old days, featured a story with Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
Daredevil issue 16 featured a story with Spider-Man.
Nice.
They had a perfect crossover, but interestingly enough, they did not come out anywhere near the same time.
Oh.
It was very, very far apart in time because Spider-Man was already well established as a character when Daredevil was introduced. I think it was like issue 9 of Daredevil was coming out when issue 16 of Spider-Man came out.
Oh.
And then when they got to issue 16, they decided to put Spidey in that story because it was just a cool symmetry.
Do you have both those issues?
No, actually, I don't have 16 of Spidey. Wait. Yeah, no. I don't actually. I'm
yeah,
not sure.
No.
It's weird because it's funny. I've gotten so used to telling people with comics like, "Oh, I've got issue Amazing Spider-Man 100 to current." That's easy to say because 100 to 700 plus all the new shit is harder to say. So 100 to current is easiest thing to say. But when it gets before 100, it's like there are some key issues. I know I have issue 8. It's my earliest full issue. Technically issue 1, but it's a reprint. It's Gold Records reprint from 66. This is Journey into Comics, by the way, but no, it's not. It's actually Podcastrophy. I also know like issue 13 and 14, or 13 and 15. 13 is the first appearance of Mysterio. 15 is the first appearance of Kraven the Hunter. And then 16 is just a Daredevil story, so I don't typically in my head think, but I'm almost certain I do in fact have both 16s.
So you have 100 to current?
Yeah. Yeah.
You get it when it comes out?
Oh, well, I had been. I'm probably like maybe like 6 weeks or so behind. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. I don't necessarily read Spider-Man right now. It's kind of like, it's all bleak, man. Comics are bleak right now as far as actual comics, unless you're an indie comic or The Walking Dead.
The Rebirth Effect?
Kinda. Yeah, actually.
So let's talk about today.
Sure. What's up with today?
Today's a fun day.
It's a
day ever so full of podcasting.
Podcastomania across the network. 6 shows will be recorded today.
Yeah.
3 of which have already, or 2 of which have already wrapped. One's probably going to wrap soon, and then this one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's only 5. I can't count. Fuck math.
Yeah, I was so excited. We've been planning this for a minute, and I was so excited for it to finally happen. I'm
Yeah, you guys officially met for the first time today.
Yeah,
we did.
And that you can recount that tale on
the Poor Report,
episode 7, whatever the title is.
Yeah, we'll see what the title is.
Sure, I'm excited.
We're gonna see. Yeah, I love the titling process. Trying to find that.
How do you do
quote.
That?
I typically go off of like a quote from the episode.
Okay,
like it's something that's just. That stands out. Like I had a hard time with last week's episode, Colors. I had a hard time.
Content in there.
Yeah, because that we covered so many different things, which is odd for a Nick and Dick episode because normally we just talk about metal, but we talked about American Vandal. We talked about our trip to go see Between the Buried and Me, and
you reflected on that band.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Yeah, so I figured it was just. It was just right to title the episode Colors because it was the Colors 10-year anniversary tour that we saw. So
that's radical. It could have alternately been called Heroin Needle on the Street. You know,
it could have been. I mean, he was very vivid with his description.
That
of
was,
heroin
I mean,
needle.
I did the best of thing because that's the new thing in the network. And when I was making it and I was listening to that clip, his description sold me. I was like, this might not be the best part of the podcast even. But just the vividness of that story and how you guys detailed it, and your friend Jess has got a broken leg or some shit, and like you're walking in the streets of Chicago to a place that isn't even open. Like
that's it's advertised as open on the website.
I would have been furious.
Oh, we were. Jess, she's like, we can find another brew pub or something around here. Let's just find another brew pub. And
it's not the point.
And Nick's just like, go ahead, find another brew pub. We're going to do it. We're just going to go to a different brew pub. Yeah. It was frustrating, but especially like the getting there and then, the entrance is over here. So we walk all the way over there, don't see anything. We walk all the way back to the front where we saw a bunch of stuff going on. There was stuff going on in there. They're like, hey, it's closed. What do we do? So I wasn't a big fan of the place that we went to.
It's one of those things where, like, you walked in and it was like you felt like outsiders, and maybe they were just like, we saw these idiots driving around in their Indiana car and not knowing where they're going and going on wrong turns and on one ways the wrong direction, possibly. Maybe get hit, but there's a car in front of you also, so maybe you're going the right way, which is also terrible. We're just recounting Colors right now. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It was good though.
I'm excited for this episode because who knows what's gonna happen.
Yeah, who's even on this episode?
We got you,
who
my father.
Oh no,
Nate
stop
Phillips.
It. God damn it. I'm more like the podducer, I guess.
The podducer.
Yeah, because that actually sounds way worse than I meant it to sound. Because I was producing today and helping the other podcast shows out. I had the ambition, literally, I like leached off of your guys' idea, which was that you guys were going to have a meeting of the minds and I was going to somehow be involved because we were doing a show. And that's really where the whole idea was. That was it. And I was just kind of like, okay, and that's missing the whole point because everybody's going to be right there. Like, the network is so close to being together, and I just want a network picture with all of us as a big, happy fucking family. You guys are all my family, and that's why I made this network, so my friends and family can have a place to nerd out like I do and be dorks and have a fucking awesome-ass Kevin Smith shirt smoking a doobie. Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure that's the first thing I said to him.
Love that shirt.
It's hilarious, too, because it's so, like, not... it doesn't necessarily just scream he's smoking a joint. It definitely could look like he's just a fat guy with a sucker in his mouth. So it's very cleverly designed. Good job, Casement.
So we got you, Nate, and we have Andrew Poor from the Poor Report.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm so glad to have you. And we also have the Phantom mic, the Ghost mic going for whoever wants to join in at any point.
God, if you're listening.
If you're out there.
Shit!
We have the butt stuff crew in the living room.
Are they were doing the show earlier?
They were doing
and
butt stuff earlier.
Let me tell you that I just want to riff on this for a minute, and I don't rightly give a fuck that they're in there because they should hear this. They are genuinely some of the funniest people, and when their show was happening, I was like listening upstairs, just cracking up. And then I had to sit down in here, and they were doing like a Cards Against Humanity bit, and they did some Would You Rather stuff. It's just, it's cleverness and it's funny. And I that's again, reason 458 million of why I started the network, because that is the shit right there.
Yes.
You know, as is Poor. How was that? You recorded episode 7. We can't give too much away.
It was interesting. It was the first time I've been in Blaine's place, using Blaine's setup. I had my dog with me, who was not the happiest to be trapped in one room. He kept like walking around and crying a little bit. I'm like just petting him, like, all right, we're just gonna keep talking about the show. Let's go that way. Go that way.
So it was very authentic Port Rapport then.
Yeah, if there's a dog or a cat in the background, there's definitely an episode of the Port Rapport.
Yeah.
But it was good. We had some really good conversations, and the flow was there. And it's first time I actually recorded with a guest, so that's a nice little first.
Hey, that's cool. You've been recording with guests since day one.
Yes, I have.
You've been recording since you've been a guest.
I won't do an episode unless I have a guest.
I like that. That's kind of my philosophy for, by the way, I don't have a guest for episode 6 of Voice yet, speaking of which. So, yeah.
You told me you already had a number for me, so no, you're not inviting me yet.
No. I have your number. Good. Don't worry. You have a number, and it's not far away. It's closer than you know.
So you gave a little bit away.
Okay.
Of your process on your episode with Veronica.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
And you save like certain numbers for specific people.
I'm very about that.
Yeah.
And,
so I'm like, oh man, am I gonna be 10?
Well, there.
Am I gonna be 16?
Why 16? That's you have more like,
I don't know.
This isn't the answer, by the way. You have more of a chance of being 13, which is my lucky number, than you have of being 16, which is a number for some reason I totally fucking despise ever since I was a kid. Oh. Like, bizarrely.
Gross.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, it has nothing to do with like, I think what it really boils down to is it was like my locker number for a really long time. And when I was a kid, I was bullied. So it just like that memory of like getting my head smashed into 16 just over and over and over and over again.
Did you get stuffed into a locker?
No. A true story though, in 5th grade, I think it was, I was minding my own business in the bus line, and this dude jumped me and put my head into a locker. Like, he smacked my head into a locker and knocked me out. It was fucked up. I had a concussion for a while. And I had to go to school the next day with a black eye. I looked dope as fuck. Like, I'd just been to war. It was great. And we had like some stupid dare thing for school, because they have those big like dare ceremonies and stuff. And I was just sitting there like, man, my head really fucking hurts. And I have to hear this guy talk and ramble on, which is what I'm doing now.
It's what we're here for.
It's
what it's about.
That's podcastrophy. Which, your episode with Richard... I'm just reflecting, because we haven't really talked about this. Your episode with Richard was also comedy gold for a different reason. And I just want to, if he's listening, I don't know if he listens to Podcastrophy. Well, you should tell him to this time so he can hear this.
I don't even think he listened to his own episode.
He had the balls enough, though, to literally play music on the spot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
didn't know he was going to do that.
I don't have that. I'm not here in this little setting. No. Get me in like what this weekend was. Sure. There's lots of people. I don't see them. It's cool. I'm blind. There's stage lights.
Yeah.
You're right next to me. I'm not singing that close, man. Sorry. It's just weird.
Give you guitar.
I could play guitar all day.
Yeah. He just picked up my roommate's guitar and started singing that song. And he's done that song for me before.
Jammed it.
Yeah. We've jammed before, and he just started playing that song. And I was like, that is hilarious.
Yeah. It's just unfiltered. And it was super, it was a great, super real moment. It was a moment like that that made me go, fuck, why am I not doing a best of the week thing for the network? And then that has to be a thing now. So anyways, I'll let you take back over. Oh. I feel like I'm like leading this show.
He's Richard being Richard. He's like, so when am I going to be back on? When am I going to be back on? He keeps asking me. And I'm like, dude, eventually, man, just give it time.
Sometime.
And I'm like, I even equated it to him. I was like, I equated it to the way Nick Maxson brings in bands. He doesn't want to have the same band playing every week. He waits a while, gets people wanting to see him again.
You got
to
get people chomping at the bit.
Like, start teasing it.
Yeah.
Guess it's coming in 2 weeks. What?
No, what? Because then your teaser's dick is coming. That
oh my God.
People are like getting the totally the wrong impression.
He keeps asking me. He keeps asking me how many views. How many views do we got? How many views do we got? I'm like, oh, I haven't checked. Like, I can only check the video. I can't check like the actual podcast statistics.
Oh well, yes, you could. All you guys have to do is ask. The information's super easy. I give it to you. You go on Podbean, and you can just be like, oh, check it out.
Yeah. I told him, I was like, I think my episodes get about 50 to 100 listens.
Yeah, through the various 40, things.
40, 50.
Yeah, I would say...
I think everybody does, from what I've seen that you've posted.
The thing about our network that people should remember is, one, we're still very upstart right now, which is okay. Mm-hmm. But we are gaining listeners consistently, which is nice. And what is even nicer is all the new shows are consistently our top downloaded of the month, because we have a section where we can like see the stats or whatever. And it's great because there's very little journey into comics on there. It's all of your guys' stuff, which is a testament to what you guys are doing. So it's like, I don't have to tell you what to do on your show. You guys are just naturals at it, like across the board on all the shows. Yeah. So it makes this so much easier. You guys don't understand how many fucking people message me. Hey, you have a network. Can I join your network? I have this idea. I have this podcast. I can do this network. I got pitched last night at the show. I got pitched a podcast by someone that I know. And I was just like, this is really interesting how many people are this interested in the network thing. But to me, it's not like, don't pitch me anything, because that's not why I made this. I'm not trying to like do a huge growth thing where we have 50 fucking shows. I'm like, this is just original content. Because every person who is doing something on this network, guess what? They started right here. They were on an episode of Journey into Comics, mm-hmm. or they were on one of the first spinoff shows from Journey into Comics, or they were on a spinoff from a spinoff of, you know what I'm saying? So people hit me up with a network and they're always like, how do you maintain people? And the thing is that the honest to God secret is it's just the quality of the content. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's whatever you guys are doing. The end. That's the end of that sentence.
We're just making a bunch of dick jokes over here.
Honestly. Oh, I see what you did there. He's the only dick in the room.
Speaking of dicks.
Only dick
in the room. I have a question.
Sure.
So I'm going to, okay. So there's the age old question, and I'm not going to say it yet. There's the age old question. And then, I've come up with another question that I don't think anybody's ever really delved into.
Oh, geez. This is, dun, dun. Okay.
Nobody's ever gone that extra level. So the age old question, if you could suck your own dick, would you?
Okay. That's okay. Probably no.
No.
Not for.
So let's take it a step further.
Oh God.
So you guys already said no. So that, I don't really have an answer. I can't fathom doing it, so like I don't have an answer.
You don't have a giraffe neck, first of all.
No.
Funny story. Kevin Smith has done it.
What?
When he was a kid, he said he did. He did a whole thing about it. Then he really like almost threw his back out doing it as a kid, but he mouth to tip.
That's a great description. Oh my God.
So let's take it a step further.
Oh no.
If you could suck your own dick, would you climax? Would you complete?
You're asking if I'd come in my own mouth? Jesus Christ.
This like
this is literally, we are like 5 minutes into the greatest podcastrophe ever. The name is so living up to the hype. Okay, so I'm gonna
the theoretical world.
We're gonna redo this. We're gonna start
gather
over
yourself
for
mate.
The sake of this fucked
collect
up question.
Yourself.
Okay. The answer is still no. Even if I did suck my own dick, I don't think I could come in my own mouth. Have you ever peed in your own mouth?
No.
Okay, well then there's your answer, buddy. That the end. There's no more argument. Unless you, like, for some reason decided to drink your own piss, which I'm guessing. Yeah, we're getting hilarious stares, by the way. It's
Mr.
great.
Poor, let's hear your thoughts before I argue.
You're going to counterpoint
this? I'm going to counterpoint this.
Fuck. This is about
I'm
going to
counterpoint this, given that I probably still wouldn't do it.
Okay. Okay. Point taken.
So,
if you say anything about protein, I swear to God.
Fuck no.
Okay.
Protein.
Oh, God.
He just wants to clean up.
Less cleanup. Yeah, totally.
Is that it, really?
No.
Okay, Jesus
so,
Christ.
Okay. I'm taking it. You're not going to even think about this.
Okay.
So, you guys, I believe, have been sexually active before.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely.
You guys have had sex.
Yeah, I know what that's about.
So, have you ever been in that moment? This is going to get really graphic.
Sure, bring it on. Look, oh boy.
Have you ever been in that moment where you're with a partner and, you know, they're totally down to, you know, suck your dick and swallow whatever.
Okay, sure.
Or you just shoot off wherever on them.
Okay,
you
know, okay.
Totally down for that. And you're just like, yeah, I'm totally going to do that. That's the plan for this for this particular sexing.
Okay, I got you.
This particular sexing, I'm coming on her tits.
I appreciate the honesty because that is super real. That, like, sometimes as an adult, you have to talk about these kind of things.
You do.
Be like, hey, if this were to ever be the situation, are we good with that? Like, can we all agree? Yes.
Can you sign a waiver?
Like, no, you don't need a waiver. I mean, maybe you need a waiver depending on who you're with. But, like, for the most part, the conversation is nice because it kind of gives you a little bit of lead up and you're looking forward to the possibility.
Yeah.
Okay, so now continue your thought on the
So you're like, you got it all planned out. You're like, yeah, I'm going to come on them titties.
Okay, yeah. Sure. I vibe that.
So you got this plan in your head. And then the moment comes. You're getting close.
Yeah,
you're getting close. You can feel it on the tip of your dick. You're like, yeah. But then you start thinking like, oh, man, if I pull out now, then do that. Because if you're going to do that, you got to be like right there. Because if not, you lose it.
Okay.
You lose the orgasm.
Really?
All right, you got to work towards it again.
Okay.
Start over.
That's how it is for me,
man.
But
okay.
So then you're in the moment, and you're like,
I've never
this vagina feels rather swell right now. I think I'm just gonna finish in there.
Whoa, this is okay. This is
how's this your counterpoint?
Yeah, I don't know.
I forgot there was a point. <to that. laughs> Oh man, I just got caught up in
thinking
about
sex. About sex for a little bit.
My counterpoint is like, so you're sucking your own dick. Say you were to, and then but your answer to would you come would be no. In the moment, you're just like, well, I don't want to.
Okay, hold on. See, I'm gonna brain fuck this homie right now.
Oh.
Because you didn't take it the most fucked up step. Do you swallow?
I haven't gotten that deep yet. I haven't gone that far.
Yeah, okay,
yet.
See, because that's the ultimate question. I mean, really.
We're gonna start at would you climax in your own mouth?
My answer stays no.
Yeah. Just, but what if
I have
the
ability? Even
what if it's in the moment?
What
you're
does
just
that
like,
mean?
Eh, fuck it.
Time out.
I'm already
no,
there.
Time out. There is never a point where I'm so quote unquote hot with myself in the moment that's my decision. Like, it's just not. That's not. Just.
Are we as a podcasting network going to collectively try this and experiment?
No.
I won't. I'm not that flexible anymore.
Veto the bill.
The Podfather has spoken.
Yeah. I'm not nearly as flexible as I was back then, back in the day.
Do you know what's fucking funny? My brain works really randomly.
Let's hear this.
Sucking your own dick. My brain went to Marilyn Manson.
And how a giant prop fell on him.
Yeah.
And that's hilarious. Because initially, I was terrified. I was like, oh my God, that's fucking tragic.
Dude, yeah.
Rushed on stage to death because the report was just like large prop falls on Marilyn Manson blah 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 in such and such concert immediately canceled. And I was like, oh man,
yeah,
fucked. And then you watch it and it's kind of comical. Like, these like gun cross things he had, but they just kind of like he was in stilts and just kind of pushed him over and then ended up on top of him. It wasn't like a hard like bam and crush him to death. Or blow him to smithereens like Kenny from South Park. You know, it was not that at all.
Didn't Marilyn Manson suck his own dick?
That's a myth. That is a myth, and apparently it's not true.
The whole myth, he took out one of his own ribs.
Yeah, he took out like a full row of rib to suck his own dick. And
I think he was just anorexic.
Apparently it's just not true at all. I don't know.
It's weird, we played with a Marilyn Manson tribute band once.
Interesting.
That is the word for it. I fear that the lead singer of this band literally only has this as a career choice.
He looks spitting image exactly like Marilyn Manson. It's fucking creepy.
Do you remember that other myth about Marilyn Manson?
Negative?
That he was the best friend on the Wonder Years.
What?
That was a myth. That he got his start on the Wonder Years, the TV show The Wonder Years.
Weird.
Like Ben Savage?
Yeah.
Or Fred?
Fred Savage. Fred Savage.
One of the Savage Brothers.
That's so savage of you to forget their name.
Oh,
Puncastrophe.
Puncastrophe.
Oh, gosh.
Puncast.
Damn.
So what are we going to do on this fucking episode?
I thought we were talking about sucking dick.
Well, we can keep going.
I totally did not plan for that to be where this episode started off at, but I almost feel like, I mean, really, here's an interesting thing that your listeners both should know is that behind the scenes, you guys have been like instrumental in helping the network grow. You both were a part of the experiment to journey into new podcasts,
mm-hmm.
really taking and Brando and I going, good luck.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Like, we're not fuck off. You know, that's such a me thing to say. Fuck off. We're going to go fuck off. Okay.
So
bye.
It's just like, and you know, Brandon was a part of your first episode.
I have given you different tips and stuff and helped both of you guys out in that regard. You guys have both appeared on JIC. So it's just, I think it's just perfect that we started talking about like the most machoist of questions with like some of the cornerstones of the network, really.
Yeah.
You know, so it was, that's a funny place to start today. Definitely not where I was expecting we were going to go, but I'm totally down with that because that's what I'm about.
Never
being,
know
listen, podcasting should be fucking random.
It
you
should
know?
Be.
I mean, like absolutely random.
And that was my goal when I first started this. I wanted to be free form. Anything goes. We just sit and talk and have a good time.
Like, I just remember after recording, you're like, I have a fun question for us later. I'm like, okay, cool. I have no idea what that was we were going. I'm
that
like,
was the, you planted that seed, no pun intended, earlier. Puncastrophe. Bam.
Oh man, I wish I would have. I wish I would have asked that question yesterday on episode 8.
If you ask Veronica to come step onto the microphone for a minute, she might tell you that I am old man Nate because I have old man jokes all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. I don't have any good ones right now.
I want to hear one.
No, I don't have any good ones right
like
now.
Like dad jokes or old
yeah,
man
dad
jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just corny in the moment things that I just come up with.
Where did the general put his armies?
I don't know.
In his sleeveys.
Yeah, see, exactly. Oh, okay, I got one. How do you make holy water?
Hmm.
You boil the hell out of it. See, it's bad, dude.
I got one more.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. What lives at the bottom of the ocean and shivers?
Bottom of the ocean and shivers?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A nervous wreck.
Weak. That was...
I liked that one.
Damn.
Oh, man. I'm just now remembering something I really wanted Rollo to do on his episode.
Okie dokie.
Every day at work, he shouts out these stupid-ass pickup lines.
Okay.
At our team leader, any chick on the line.
Can you recreate any of them?
I'll tell you... one of me, he said to our team leader, Teresa, he said, were your parents thieves? She's like, no. She's like, oh, I was just wondering who stole the stars and put them in your eyes.
Oh, Jesus.
But my favorite one.
Uh-oh.
My favorite one. And oh, it
okay,
is,
so,
it is so
is this
rich
a Rolloism?
This is, oh, definitely.
Do you call it Rolloisms?
I don't know. I haven't. Anyway.
I mean, he had his own fucking intro song. Jesus, I know. he came up with it on the fly, probably.
Singing that all week. This is how excited he was to be on the podcast.
The way he sounds when he says it's me, Rollo, always has me die.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And did you notice he doesn't say podcastrophe? He said podtastrophe.
Yeah. He also...
He always says it at work. He can't say it. He just cannot say it.
He also spelled Mickey Mouse wrong. Mocky Mouse, I think, or Mouky Mouse.
Yeah, that got pointed out in our group
chat. M-O-C-K-E-Y, M-O-U-S-E, Mocky Mouse.
Richard is special.
I love it. It's great.
But his best pickup line.
Okay.
And I love it so much because it's so him and it's so out of nowhere. You will never expect it.
RKO out of nowhere. Love it.
Hey, girl. I heard you're looking for a stud. I got the STD. All I need is you.
Oh, my Christ. That is... fucked up on a whole
oh wow
Man.
It's great. It's so great.
Okay, let me ask this legit question. Does he say these to women?
I don't think. Not oh, man, that is a good question because.
Because that's the thing. It's one thing to like jokingly, like, jokingly be a comedian.
He jokingly does it at work. But for him, but I would not put it past him to actually do that in
the field test.
In the field test.
Oh, the field test, man. AP's got the lingo. I wasn't thinking that.
But if anybody here that knows Richard knows just how ridiculous he can be.
He's kind of a ham.
He is.
Like in the best way. He definitely has a really hilarious personality.
I'm going to tell you right now, that was probably him at about 70%.
I would love to hear him at 95 to 100, like cranked up to 11.
We can't handle
give him
it. We
some,
can't handle it at work.
Like, that's intense. There, it's funny because the group of people that podcast from your work or that have been on podcasts from your work vary in, like, I don't want to say quality of person. I think that's a shitty way to say it, but like vary in their like stylistic personalities of being on radio, and he like instantly transformed into this like ultra performer. And it wasn't that he wasn't being himself. It does definitely come off like he was like being a little reserved in some spots.
Yeah,
and maybe he said some shit that was a little far, but not as far as he typically goes. If that makes sense.
No, he has no limit. He is the Goku of Cellar Deck.
But I think he really genuinely is a funny person. Oh, and yeah, it was definitely great. It was great conversation that you guys had. Just again, reflect on more podcast free episodes because we're about reflecting today.
I think I told him on the show, like, I listened to the episode twice because I just wanted to hear it again.
I've listened to it a couple times, a couple drives actually.
I've said it time and time again. I was really worried about that episode.
Man, you had balls though because you brought a guest on who could definitely pose issues for you.
Uh-huh.
And
I live streamed it.
And that's what I was coming to. It was that you actually had the cojones to live stream that, which, whoa, that's a whole different logistical, like, possible nightmare. It's one thing. Yeah. And here's the thing, though. You look at, like, a Joe Rogan or those guys. They bring guests on who say fucked up shit. I mean, Joe Rogan had fucking Alex Jones on, and we don't even need to get into that. But, like, it doesn't necessarily reflect on the host who the guest is because the guest is going to be themselves once they are on a show.
Mm-hmm.
So I think even going forward, you should never, ever, ever, ever have to worry about what he says on the show because even if it does get a little too much, we can beep him out.
Which was I when I finally listened to the final product after
amazing
after the editing, the post editing that you guys did, not my editing, you guys' editing. Yeah, to hear all the bleeps. It was so funny.
It was great because there are things that are said that you would expect to be bleeped that aren't bleeped. And then the things that are bleeped are so fucking mundane. It's hilarious, but they're so important. So it's just like, okay.
Come to find out, none of the things he said were actually
numbers.
Yeah, he flubbed numbers. He gave out the address for my place of work and our group leader's extension.
But it wasn't really the extension.
Yeah, none
or
of the
address.
None of it.
But even inferred, it can be like, here's a little too much information for you folks.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here.
Come
the first
search
time
us
he
out.
He started doing it. I'm like, should I stop him? Should I stop him?
What we don't know is you have someone who secretly like despises you and is plotting terror against you that now knows where you work. You know,
this guy hates podcast.
That's a bummer.
It's the other podcastrophy. They're pissed that you're doing so well.
Oh yeah, the other podcastrophy with like 5 likes.
Ridiculous, and that was my thing. Like Game Addicts, the same thing happened to Game Addicts. There was another Game Addicts podcast, but it only had been like 4 years and only recorded like 1 episode. Yeah. And Brandon's like, no, fuck you. Like, we're taking this for ourselves and we'll make it something that's our own.
When we first came up with Podcastrophy, there was not another one.
Yeah, and the idea that they came up with was not that good.
Oh, you actually listened to it?
I tried to. The thing is, it was actually a mini episode inside of a bigger show. So it was like a separate part of a show. And it was just from, it was, no. They
it was
were
like my segment on JSE.
No, because they were trying to do the edgy thing, but they were doing it like, look at us being all edgy, you know?
Like
yeah, exactly. And it was fucking lame. So
what's like the other Journey into Comics?
That's a bookstore, a comic book store in Ohio.
That's not even open anymore?
I actually think they still are open, but they got nothing on us.
I was gonna say, would you go there?
They're in Ohio.
You just go there and record Journey to Comics at Journey into Comics.
Oh my God! For episode 300, that is happening. I will fucking make that happen if they are still open. I'm not even kidding you right now. That plan has already been. Listen, episode 200 is already being carefully put together and planned. And interestingly enough, this is kind of a test run for episode 200. Podcast which is people. Going no
podcast will be the only show on the network no after episode
200. No I'm more saying how this weekend is structured is kind of my vision for that with some other things happening as well, so it would be a big podcast-a-thon with all the shows, and I would actually want all of the shows to record, so it would be everybody.
Bring a voice of survival guest that's not the yes, network.
Exactly. I do. I
put
do.
Put in the mix of all of us.
I really do. Genuinely want to do that. And I think it would be interesting because just to have a guest that just would be here just for a little bit to get an idea and then to send them on their way would be great. But I do have plans for 200 and it's going to be cool. We are going to talk about that. That's exciting.
I mean, in the spring, right?
It will be probably July of next year.
Okay.
Ish. It'll be around your guys' shutdown is when we're actually going to do it. So it'll be summer shutdown, so that way everyone may be a part of it, and we're going to lock in some shit and make it happen, and I'm praying on my world of praise that your work schedule works out and you're not away.
It should be done by the spring.
Well, that's groovy.
Yeah, but you have you're shutting down in the summer?
Yeah, we shut down twice a year for 2 weeks.
It's not like you're shutting down, it's a routine. No.
it's like a routine.
Maintenance and stuff.
It's like after...
Gives us a break, gives them the ability to go in.
Get fired. Let's get laid off. Let's have a show.
Oh my God.
Celebrate.
That would actually be a hilarious name for a podcast. Brando and Blaine get fired. And then like it's you guys talking about all the shit you could do to get fired, you know, and like all the antics that go on. I mean, I'm just totally riffing right
well,
now.
Like, that's one of the things I always talk about. They're like, oh, you would so like everybody's like, I would quit my job if I ever won the lottery, like the Powerball or whatever. And I always counter that with, no, I would not quit my job.
Okay, why is that?
Oh,
please, no, seriously, this is interesting. I want to know.
Oh no, you don't gotta please. You don't gotta goad me into this. I'm pausing for dramatic effect. Oh, Nate, let me tell you why.
Please.
Because I am. You know me.
I do. You're Dick Blaine Tyner. Yes, I know you.
Emphasis on I'm a dick.
Yep. Dr. Dongo.
I would be the biggest asshole on the planet. Because you know what I would do? I'd have all this money. I'd be like, what are you going to do? Fire me?
Yeah. So what?
What are you going to fucking do? I will show up every single day until they fire me.
And that's actually awesome.
I just won't give a fuck.
That's great. I actually love that mentality.
Just get all your work done, but have just the worst attitude about it. But like, what? I'm doing all of my work. What?
Yeah. What? I would just be the shittiest fucking worker there, but still doing just enough.
To not, like, they don't really have a reason to fire you?
Yeah.
Just like, I really just hate him, but there's no legal reason I can fire him.
I wanna know, totally, this is gonna tangent for a second, it's gonna come right back to you and your work and getting fired and winning the lottery and all of that, okay? And I wanna manifest the winning the lottery part. Yes, like somebody in the network win the lottery. That would be awesome. Anyways, let's move forward. So you guys know that there are like headphones that aren't headphones. They go on your temples.
Yeah,
I think you sent that to me. Maybe.
I did not.
Or
but...
you told me about it, or you told me about it. Somebody told me about
maybe
it.
Maybe I told you
because,
about it.
Because I was talking about my issue with podcasting when I podcast with anybody over Skype is that after many hours of being on Skype, my headphones crush my skull and cause migraine. Like it really does. It just like the pressure builds. So I was like, man, if you could just not have that and just have like a way to have something, it would be great. And you were, and I'm pretty sure Blaine, you said you're like, they've got these things you stick on your temples and it like sends the sound. So if that's the case and you had a pair of those and you could still hear with this part of your ear, right?
That'd be interesting.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because then would that give you the awesome baller status to put these on and go to work and listen to podcasts while you work and still
definitely.
Be like, look, I've still got my, my safety in. What, bro? It's great. You know?
I just wear a hat.
Don't swimmers have those like jawbone ones? The ones that like vibrate your...
What?
Because you can't listen to music. They listen to music through, I think it's something that's like, goes like, something like vibrates off your like jawbone or in your inner ear or something.
I know about that stuff with with communication.
What the fuck is that doing to the inside of your body?
All that vibration?
Yeah.
Putting microwaves in your brain.
I'm not trying to be conspiracy theorist about that shit. Spying on me. What? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to know, like the idea of putting music on my temple and it vibrating into my earlobe.
The guy at Best Buy, he said, well, he was, I was there to get AirPods.
Okay.
Apple AirPods. Actually, no, I was there to get any wireless because I got screwed out of a pair that I had crowdfunded.
Yeah, really?
Went dark. I might be part of a class action lawsuit whenever it happens.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
$150 gone.
That's fucked.
It's too late to dispute it. Because I pre-ordered it 2 years ago. Yeah, it's a mess. But I the day I found out it was a scam, I just went right after work. Right after work and working out, I went straight to Best Buy and I was like, I want a pair of wireless earbuds. Like, true wireless. They're like, what phone do you have? I'm like, I have an iPhone. We have AirPods. I'm like, good.
Good enough.
Good. Give them to me.
Nice.
And he started suggesting the temporal, the skull ones. And I was like, I saw because I'd seen them advertised on Facebook.
So they sell them now, yeah. Like at stores.
Yeah, they have them at Best Buy. He wow. said he's used them. It takes a minute to get, takes a little bit to get used to the different way that
you're hearing it. Yeah, hearing it's it, like in your, okay, that's fucked up.
Yeah. So he suggested it to me and it sounded cool. I was like,
if you had those on and had something else in your ears, would it really fuck up with your sense of understanding?
That's sound? An interesting question. And then does that mess up your equilibrium? You know what it makes me think of is Batman's inner dialogue. When you like watch anything and Batman's talking to himself in his own head and he's just like very in the moment. I feel like that's how it probably sounds. Is like it's noise in your head, uh-huh, but it's not coming from your ears. And that's the thing you have to get used to is like voices in your head.
Which
is, now you're all of a sudden becoming a schizophrenic. If you're listening to your own podcast, you're driving yourself crazy hearing yourself, you know?
Man, that would be such a weird, if you, okay, kind of going off of that in reverse, what if you could record your thoughts? It's probably been asked a million fucking times.
Man, I would love so much sometimes to have my thoughts recorded.
Do you think your thoughts, if you could record them, do you think they would be exactly as they are and as you're thinking them?
Like unedited?
Because, yeah, or do you think it'd just be an overload of sensory going into the recording device and it'd just be all jumbled up?
That's
thought-castrophe.
Oh, I like that. Holy shit.
But do you think it'd be like just all jumbled up because the recording device doesn't have a way of like, you know, filtering?
Well, I think that it would come down to how you actually utilize and how you think, because if I'm processing something, if I'm coming up for like, say, an idea for the network, that is something I don't necessarily have to write down until I have literally in my head thought it through hundreds of times, yeah, right? So you're developing your idea. So if I have the choice to go, okay, well, I've developed my idea where I want it, press record, and I want it to be just like this so I never forget what intent I made this with, mm-hmm, you know, and how I felt when it was happening. Because I think that's the more important thing in your thoughts, and recording your thoughts would be your frame of mind,
yeah,
over what the thought even
now,
is.
Now, what do you think?
I think I have to work more as like a video than audio. Sometimes you're not like thinking words, you're thinking pictures.
Yeah.
So like it doesn't, well,
even
translate.
Then, like, even then, like the way I see brain function is there is so much going on up there at the exact same time. I mean, you got your brain controlling bodily functions. You have so many, you might not realize it, but you have so many different things going on.
That's why psilocybin mushrooms are a huge thing. Yeah. Now, because not only do they apparently have medicinal qualities, like for people who suffer with anxiety and depression, but also it allegedly, when you're poisoned by this mushroom, it allows your brain to talk to other parts of the brain that don't typically have the ability to communicate, and that is where the quote unquote trip comes from.
Okay,
because what happens is you eat,
so technically poisons you?
Allegedly. You eat the mushroom, and when it is ingested, it is poisonous. What it does is it causes a fluid that is in your cerebral cortex to drain into your spinal cord, causing the quote-unquote trip. But it also allows your brain to literally – it's like, okay, imagine there's a cage around your brain, and when you're poisoned, the cage just shatters, and there's nothing holding thought back. So parts of your brain are talking in ways you don't even know they can. Not to say that this is something you can permanently retain, and there are people that chase the dragon in that regard. They think that you can eat mushrooms all the time and then get these super deep thoughts and you're the super deep person. It doesn't work like that because you are also fucking your brain up every time you do it. If you're going to do it, like, use caution, be careful, don't overly poison yourself. That is very important. But you actually, interestingly enough, trivia. What is the safest drug on earth?
Marijuana?
False. It is actually psilocybin mushrooms.
Oh.
They have the highest safety rating of illicit drugs.
Interesting.
Correct.
It kind of sounds like the way you're describing it, kind of sounds like that movie Limitless. Did that pill and it unlocked
exactly
shit?
That, but think of it as with Limitless, he could recognize that his brain was doing all of that and had the function. Imagine your brain all of a sudden being able to talk to itself all at once and the overwhelmingness of that. That's where that is coming from, because it's everything's opening up. Thought is changing. My buddy, who has hilariously told this episode on a old season one episode of Foodies, once did mushrooms and watched the World Series in 2004 when the Yankees played the Red Sox, I do believe. And the Red Sox won. It was there after their huge drought or whatever. He said Johnny Damon hit a home run into his living room because he literally was seeing TV differently with his brain, and it actually made it feel 3D full scale just by existing with no glasses, no anything. And then he also smeared shit in his hair in the same night. Actual cash shit. Wow. He didn't mean to. He fell asleep at his buddy's house, who the cat had been trapped in the bedroom all night. They didn't know. Angrily shat on the pillow, and when he passed out, he went headfirst into the pillow.
Angrily shat.
Yeah.
Angrily shat. Like, was,
well, think about
was
it.
Was it like an explosive shit? Or
I don't,
just he,
I don't have,
was
look, I wasn't there. I don't have the details. I just know the story secondhand. So, but all I know is he woke up and he was smelling it and thought he like shit himself or something. He wasn't sure what was going on. He walked into the living room. His friend started laughing hilariously and was just like, go look in the mirror. And he had like shit running down his head, and it's not good. And then the second time he did mushrooms, he had a bad trip. And that's a whole different story. Listen to Foodies, episode 3.5, Flashbang in the Mouth. That's my shameless plug.
Flashbang in the Mouth.
You guys, you want to know. You're like, what the fuck? Why is that the episode title? Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that episode is the hot sauce episode we did.
Okay.
And the final hot sauce we did was Flashbang. And it is a 750,000 Scoville hot sauce. It's fucking hot. It's one time hotter, like doubled the hotness we did on that Okay. It's like, it's so intense that the two people who were on the podcast with me when they had the flashbang literally passed out. It was so hot that in like 20 minutes, they had to sleep the heat off. It was crazy. I was okay. Like, I was really hurting.
You have a high heat tolerance, though, for spices.
Very high heat tolerance, and I push it. I push it probably way more than I should, really, genuinely. But like, I live on the edge, man. And it's cool because, interestingly enough, hot sauce can give you a fucked up trip, too.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, because you're experiencing so much heat, your brain just is like, malfunction, what have you done, you know? But I live for that shit. I love food.
Danger Will Robinson.
You know, we didn't talk about whatsoever, by the way, and it's hilarious. We're on Podcastrophy right now.
Uh-huh.
This could almost be half Foodies. We didn't even bring up, we are also the hosts of Foodies Watching Movies, two of the four, so. Which we'll be seeing later today. Well, I can see one of them pretty much anytime I would like, but yes. Yeah. What's up? How's it going?
No, I'm just
we're going back
to
it. I'm just
listening to you guys.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, shit, we have a Silent Rob up here.
Ooh, does that mean he has appeared on Podcastrophy?
Oh, my God, we officially have Silent Rob on Podcastrophy.
I've never seen Silent Rob in person.
Oh, we'll do official introductions soon, yeah, once we're not podcasting the world away. Are we CW talking today? Is that a thing?
I was about to bring that up.
I was just curious if that was actually going to happen.
No.
Well, I didn't know if that was even on the agenda because you, sir, were like, listen, my podcast is free flow. I don't want to make an agenda. Bro. I love that. That's the other Nate, right? That does bro.
Nate Phillips, he will be.
No, that's me. I'm
Nate. I've been saying your name so much lately. because I say your name so much because I have to explain to people because we work with Nate and everybody at work knows that Nate. So
when you talk about podcasting stuff that has nothing to do with him,
I'll be like, yeah, we have this podcasting network and my buddy Nate, and they're like, I don't know, I go, Phillips, he's coming down. So no, Nate Vanderwall. He is...
Just call me the Podfather, bro.
The Podfather. Yeah. I didn't mention that yesterday. I called you the Podfather twice yesterday.
Man, I like that. I'll take it. I gave that moniker to Josh, but he didn't really hold on to it.
You're taking it back. The next generation of Podfather.
Listen, I understand what you guys are saying because I am my decision to bring up a microphone to my face and record my ramblings for 26 minutes exactly... Fucking exactly, mind you. 26 minutes, no more, no less. 0-0 has to be, right? I'm meticulous about that for the first couple. You can see that. But it was weird because I didn't even know what I was doing. Blaine is technically the ancient one, which fucks me up because he had done it well before me. And even though it's a total different form, it's still kind of the same fucking thing. You knew what a podcast was well before I did. I didn't find podcasting until 2012 or 13. So you were definitely ahead of the game there.
You look so proud right now.
However,
Blaine Tyner, circa 2007.
I mean, if you want to call me half of the architect of this thing, sure, that's fine. But it can't go without being said that Brandon has done Brandon, so sure. fucking much for Podfathers. This network.
Podfathers.
Yeah, we're...
Our two dads.
Yeah. Yes, oh my God, Brandon and I should do another show called Our Two Dads. And we just talk about all of the shows like they're our kids. And reminisce on them. Do you remember when Podcastrophy started, Brendo? It was such a fun time.
I would totally watch that episode. I would totally watch that show.
It's been such a fun time because I work with Brandon and whenever we had worked together, he would basically practice what he's going to talk about on Journey in Comics with me. He'd discuss it and go over. So he'd get it in his head better, you know?
Warming it up. That's good.
And then we'd talk about all the behind the scenes stuff and then... Just going, it got me so amped to do it.
It's funny because I was just saying this last night to somebody, the guy that pitched the podcast to me at my show, which that is a thing that happened. I was not expecting. But anyways, the thing I was saying to him was I can't remember exactly how I worded it here. Oh, okay. So I was we did 150 as this reflective thing. And we were just okay, we're going to move forward. We're just going to do more JIC. We're excited, whatever. But in 150, I talked about the network, UT's Podcastrophy. And it kind of almost seems like a joke. We're going to do this network. Ha ha ha. And even though it was over a month of planning, you have to realize that we recorded that over the 4th of July weekend. The network launched August 7th. So there's literally a month of time between that happening. But in that month, Brandon and I scrambled a network together. And by scrambled a network together, I mean, I was contacting you guys, discussing things. I made your logo with your face, which is it's just so reflective of you with the little girl. It's the little girl watching the house burn down. It just...
You put me over that? Yeah. Yeah.
I had to. And then, of course... Go ahead. Sorry.
I liked your Game of Thrones version.
another Nate creation that I was just on the fly thinking about it. Because it's funny because Blaine is not shy about taking good pictures of himself. So I just, every time I see something that just makes it inspires me to do something hilarious. Cause first of all, the little girl in that picture, I saw the picture of you doing that smile and it was just
that was with Richard.
Don't you have that cutout?
Shit.
In your office? Isn't that the cutout I saw?
No, it's not the cutout, but the cutout in my office. That's the Nick and Dick cutout.
Oh. Doom Room cutout?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I just like your face. I'm like, what is this?
But no, so that the picture that you used for my logo.
Yeah.
I sold Richard my first Apple Watch.
Oh.
And nobody at work believed him that he was going to actually buy it off of me. So he's like, I want you to take a picture and send it to me. That way I can prove to everybody that I actually paid you.
Yeah.
Because everybody at work.
People give him so much shit.
He's a scumbag.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a self-proclaimed scumbag. So.
Total welcher.
He's like, just take a picture and that's the picture.
Okay. Okay. I love it.
I could, for the longest time, I was like, where the fuck did Nate get this picture?
I just used your Facebook,
bro. Where did he get, I searched all through my Facebook. I was like,
it's on
where
there.
Is it? And dude. I didn't even think about that picture.
Yeah, it just kind of it played into that. And then AP, I also made your stuff. Yeah. So it's like behind the scenes, really, I'm doing the graphic designing for the network while doing graphic designing for the network galore. I've still not stopped. And like it becomes an obsession. Like, what else can I create?
We're gonna talk about how much I love the Best of the Week one you made.
Yeah, you guys like that?
That I really like that.
Okay, cool. That was just me riffing. I was really tired, and I had been editing the Best of the Week, and I had it edited, and then I realized that I put an old clip of Game Addicts, and I didn't want Brandon to be like, "Man, you fucked up our show. What the fuck?" And it's just hard because even though Game Addicts is on the network, I don't see them as I see everybody else because they have their own feed and it's different, you know, and that's fine. It's cool. I love how they're set up differently, but I don't have the same visibility. So I was just in my head going 49's their most recent episode. But no, by the time the Best of the Week had come out, 50 had dropped. So it was like, fuck, it's time to do this the right way. So I had to edit his whole segment out. Listen to 50 because I told myself I wasn't going to listen to it until it dropped because it's episode 50. It's fucking special. You know, I don't need to early access that shit. So I had to fucking welch on that decision and go ahead and listen to it. And I'm listening to it and then I found the perfect clip and then edited it. And I was like, man, how do you even like market this? What do you do? Because it's all these different, it's like an amalgamation of things.
It's a highlight reel.
So then I just did that thing. I don't know. It just came to me. But I really genuinely love doing graphic design work. It's like it's my favorite fucking free time thing.
And you have free reign over my Facebook pictures.
Good. Okay. Great to know. Wait for that huge cock and dick's mouth picture.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys want to talk about sucking your own dick, huh?
Uh-huh. It's a dick caster.
No, I've said it on.
Is that a dick-septicast if a dick is sucking his own dick on his own podcast?
Oh, man.
Dickception. Whoa.
I talked about it with Nick Maxon on an earlier episode because we were talking about those comics that Chris Charles is coming up with.
Yeah.
And Chris doesn't know me very well. I've been at his shows. He's been at the Doom Room.
It's just kind of a by association.
He wanted to include me in that because he knows I'm a pretty big staple of the Doom Room.
Yeah.
So he was like, I don't know him, so I kind of just wanted to just make him absolutely retarded.
And just do the stupidest thing.
And Nick, of course, is like, yeah, do that. And me, like, not even consulting me, but like I saw it and I'm like, that's perfect. And then Chris told me that, and I was like, dude, do it. If you can use my image, my name for entertainment in any sort of way,
please
go for it because I enjoy it.
Fucking
it's a good laugh. As long as people find it funny, I'm good for it.
Yeah. Well, so like doing this podcasting network changes all the shit. Because now it's like, lucky for me, you guys are pretty good about editing your own stuff together. Uh-huh. You and I have done some different collaboration work where we've Skyped it, and I hope that you are happy with the quality of those.
It turns out really well.
It is not really super easy to pull that off, as I learned. I don't know when this drops. I think, is this week's episode?
Yes.
Okay, so Journey into Wrestling just came out yesterday. Time travel, this is being smart about it and thinking before you speak. So Journey into Wrestling that came out yesterday was a Skype nightmare. Brandon and I had so much lag. There's actually a part unedited because he sent me both of his files from the recording, and I recorded both. And so we have, you know, backup in case it doesn't work. And there's a spot where the lag was so bad that I said a joke or said something funny, but Brando laughed before I said it in the way it recorded. So it was like, ha, ha, ha. And then I said the thing, and then it was silence. And it was just super fucking awkward. So I was like, okay, let me nudge that over and put it where it goes, you know? And typically, we don't have to edit anything. I love just, you record your shit, and you say what you say. And just let it be the thing. Because that's real. The thing we've all started being in the podcast we listen to group. I don't know if you guys noticed this. First of all, a lot of fucking true crime bullshit too much, in my opinion. Like, oh my God, Serial was a thing. Let me copy exactly that. Like, okay, you're not original, bro. I get it. I created podcasting having no knowledge of what I was doing or what my agenda even was. And I had only listened to very select few podcasts at that time. So I didn't have like a large pool of knowledge of like how to do a show, how to structure a show, or any of those things. Literally, I was just on my own accord figuring this landscape out. And now that we found this group, it's just, it's hilarious to me how everyone is so fucking uptight. So many podcasts are just like,
hey, they, don't promote your podcast on there, by the way.
And also do not promote your podcast on there. There's a guy, Adam something, and he's fucking hilarious. He's like, hey guys, can you recommend any podcast that you record, but don't self-promote? And he was being sarcastic, obviously. And yeah, of course, it had like 500 comments because everybody was putting their shit like, yes, this guy knows what's up. We're just going to comment our own shit. But you guys know, I go ham in that group.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you want a podcast? I got one on my network. And I don't have to be, literally, I don't have to advertise my own shit.
Yeah.
I don't have to say it's Journey into Comics or...
You rarely publicize Journey into Comics. You're mostly the network.
To you guys, man.
Did you like how I was pun?
Man, that... The one of the dudes that was being silly on the good side of that.
Your attitude is poor.
That was hilarious. That one lady, what's a poor? And I was like, no, he's a poor. It's poor. And it's a poor rapport on Journey into Comics Network.
I was like, your attitude is poor. Speaking of, you should listen to the poor rapport.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you can't shamelessly plug your own stuff on any social media site you can, then you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
You should be able to cleverly find a way to do that. Or, you know, my thing is too, is if somebody seems like it's an opportunity to genuinely get them interested in my stuff, like I've seen people like, what's a good podcast to listen to when you're hungover? I'm like, Podcastrophy is definitely that, because it's hilarious and you can just giggle and think about the dudes that are on Podcastrophy also being hungover.
Yeah,
you know, and it's great. So that makes it easy, and then you can just be like, well, I can actually just message this person and be like, hey, if you like this, here, check this shit out, you know, and hopefully you'll get into it. And that's another thing too, it's easier for me to sell you guys to someone else because I know what your values and your traits are that make you guys cool and awesome, mm-hmm, and different. It's so much harder for me because I don't look at myself like that. It's just like I show up, I talk, I fucking leave. Yeah. That is podcasting to me, you know? Like I do put thought into it. Don't think that I don't like put a lot of thought into what I'm doing, but I don't look at myself reflectively and go, man, I really do a great job of intertwining this and that. Like I can't even put that together now because I've never done that. Exactly, thank you. But I'll brag the fuck out of you guys. And it's also easy to do it when I'm not like a direct host, because I can easily also do Foodies. Like I can promote the shit out of that because I'm just like one of the guys that talks sometimes, you know. So I'm like, oh, someone got this film roast, you think film roast is fucking cool? Fuck you, film roast. No, don't. I'm just being sarcastic, but like, here, try Foodies Watching Movies, much better. Bam, home run.
It's like, I remember when they posted that at the top 10 posters of like Reese Time, like Nate's like number 2.
Deuces. I was number 2. That was an awesome fucking feeling.
I was like, man, shit, I guess I got a troll and shamelessly
promote
plug
more. Yeah. I've been lacking this weekend because we've been abound and traveling, yeah, and shit, but I'll get back on it when the week starts.
Yeah, I'm an opportunist. Like I wait for the right moment to jump, yeah, in and add the shit that I put.
Are
in
you
there
an equal opportunity opportunist? Yeah. You give everyone a fair chance to learn your opportunities? I just fucked you up. Totally. I love that.
I don't know how to respond. Okay, to that.
Good.
So you already brought it up.
Okay. What?
Let's talk some CW, bro.
I brought it up, shit, and then we went on this whole...
Okay, let's, yeah, talk about some Arrowverse.
Real Journey into Tangents. Supergirl was dope. If you're season behind or something.
I'm like 3 episodes into season 1.
You need to force feed episode 1 to yourself because it's just like Arrow. It's a little rocky, but fuck. Damn. By the time they introduce the Flash in episode 19, all guns ablazing, and that show has not slowed down.
I
and
love that ice cream scene.
We will go deeper. Yes, that was amazing. Carl wants ice cream. Barry's gone and back in no time and brings her ice cream.
Who's this fucking guy?
Yeah, he just like comes. He's like, here, I got it. I can't wait for the crossovers. It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. Legends was awesome.
Legends was really cool.
Legends might be my favorite of the week.
They're doing a really good job of doing something I wasn't expecting, because when you see the end of season 2, you're like, oh, they're going to just have to fix all the shit they just fucked,
yeah,
up. The end. And then before that can even be solved, oh, here's Rip Hunter. He's figured it all out already,
yeah,
and everything's cool.
Like a Men in Black with like, yeah, blue suit.
So I love the story that it's kind of like a rift has been created, and it's like the Time Bureau 2.0, Time Agency or whatever, the Time Masters. I don't know what the fuck they call themselves. Time something. Time to fucking figure out your name. Yeah. Like, I can't think of it right now. But anyways, like... they have this bureau and they're very pro about everything they do and they have a system. And then you've got the kind of ruffian, scumbaggy legends who are just like floating through. And I love that they're being more openly comedic this season, right out of the gate. Yeah. Just like everybody's bringing the thunder. The guy that plays Nate, who's Captain Steel, right? Citizen Steel? Citizen Steel, yeah.
The Central City thing.
Yeah, like, and that was awesome having a little Wally West appearance there.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that fell. It had to. It had to be if it was pre Flash or post. Oh, so it would have been earlier in the summer, so it probably would have been pre Flash.
Mm hmm. It would have been around. No, because if you look at Wally West's haircut, it's the current.
No, but it'd been like earlier in the summer while he was.
While he was still away?
He was solo Flash.
Okay, I got you. Okay, I see. Okay, absolutely. That absolutely makes sense. Yeah, and then that was yeah. He's just like, and then I love that Nate's like Central City's second favorite hero. I'm Central City's second favorite hero. He just like lives on that.
Don't tell Cisco.
We're not calling it Team Kid Flash, by the way.
No.
And
it just doesn't roll off the tongue.
No. Overall, man. Just to like rough shot review this, we have a plan to do weekly reviews of CW shows and just have them as a joint segment that's on one of the three of our shows, whether it be JIC, Poor Report Podcast, or just wherever, right? Mm-hmm. So in doing that, we've got to create a quick punchy thing that is effective of getting the point across about the episode's goods, the flaws, Easter eggs, so on. Because there's four shows if we're covering them, and really
you can't do an hour long additional segment.
You can't. It would just. And no. Listen, we are all long winded people, so we should be mindful here. So Blaine, here's what I want to try before we officially start, buddy. Yeah. What's the time on our record right now?
We're at 1:05.
Okay, so you're typically an hour 30 show.
Hour 30, 2 hours.
Okay,
I've mostly ran 2 hours.
Okay, well, let's right now plan a time that you want this to wrap by, and we have to get all of our talk in effectively. So we're going to have to figure this out on the fly. Look, this is real shit right now. We are coming up with this now.
Are you talking like end the episode or end the talk?
End the talk.
Okay.
So we can wrap this segment and know that we can do such. I mean, it's interesting. You're limited on what you can actually talk about today, right?
I just haven't watched Supergirl.
Okay, but you have seen Arrow. I haven't seen Arrow.
Yeah,
right. And you've seen...
I've seen all of it.
Okay.
So we're really just going to talk Flash and Legends.
Okay, Flash is awesome. It's a good episode back. There's some interesting stuff that happened.
I kind of disliked Iris the first half of that episode. I could see her reasoning, but I really just disliked her personality towards the rest of the team.
She's one of those ladies that dove into her work headfirst to avoid the tragedy that befell her and it became a victim of circumstance. What happened? Okay. Oh. Cool. Yeah, I just
thought you should know. We have reservations at what, 4?
4, correct. Ah. So we got some time to get this through.
Yeah, yeah.
So with Flash, I just want to touch on.
Yeah, Caitlin came over here, showed me a phone. I'm like,
it was just a black screen.
That was the picture. I was like, it's a kid.
Okay, it's a button. I was like, oh, right on. Nice phone, Caitlin. It's the 8, right?
So. Flash was really good because it definitely did a great job of there's no Barry Allen, and that's important. And the journey of him becoming himself again, and then that ties into Flash Reborn. They did this was a very symbolic episode more than anything. And it was super interesting because at first I thought it was a test that Star Labs put together. The Samuroid. Right,
oh, Samuroid.
Yeah, I thought that it because you know when it comes to light that he's just a robot and it's not a dude, you're like oh shit. But then the post reveal is just like oh shit. Now we have which I know is the Thinker,
the first speedster villain,
the first non-speedster villain, which is interesting. And I think that the producers said, well, we can't always just make Flash run faster than a guy. It's not interesting. Barry has to lose somehow, and what better way than to outsmart him.
Yeah.
The one thing the Flash can't outrun is smarts.
The fastest man alive versus the fastest mind alive.
Yeah, exactly. So this season's shaping up. What did you guys think of the episode?
I generally liked it. I only had one issue with it.
Okay.
And I feel like it might be silly, but at the same time, it's whatever. Because I didn't like how Barry just instantly snapped out of it, and he's just Barry again.
Oh, the love.
I hated that.
Disney movie like True Love's Kiss will bring you back from whatever your problem is.
Time out, though, because while I get that, here's a reason that you're going to completely have forgotten that why that was so important. Think about when Barry was in the coma the first time and Iris touched him and there was a spark of electricity. It's a recreation of that. Because it's that spark again. It's that they had Iris. Not touched, and Iris is Iris is not just Barry Allen's love interest. Like, they are beyond destined to be together, and every other Earth they're destined to be together. So,
well, isn't it even in the comics that that's how they? Isn't that how they got Barry back? Like, it was through his connection to Iris,
No, you're thinking of Wally.
Oh, it was
and
Wally.
It was Wally's connection to Barry, and actually Iris had forgotten Wally completely.
Oh, that was it.
Which is fucked up.
Well, God damn it, Nate. That was the only qualm I had with the episode, and you just
took
it
away.
Out of the
water. I'm telling you, bro.
Now I have nothing negative.
Good. Isn't that a great thing? It's a 5-star episode. Move along.
Five out of seven. Perfect episode.
The only thing I really didn't like about the episode was that Barry wasn't gone longer. I know when we did our little review at the end, we said like we wanted like
a couple episodes.
Teased that there was a flashless world up until that point, but we didn't see that. We saw that he went to the Speed Force at the end of the episode, and by middle point of the episode, the first episode back, he was out.
But I loved that while he was out, he wasn't himself, and it actually created one of the funniest moments with... Do the words, "this house is bitchin'," mean anything to you?
It's all Greek to me.
It's all Greek to me. No, that was awesome, and the whole cipher thing, and it's like, will we find out at any point what the things that Barry
was
writing.
That's what I was thinking. I was wondering if they actually do have some real meaning.
Yeah, it very well could, because...
I didn't do it. I didn't kill him.
Yeah, that was great. They had some beautiful Easter eggs with the Tornado Twins, the kids, the diapers and whatnot, and the Trial of Flash, which they've teased a couple times. There was actually a little Easter egg in season one when he went through the time vortex the first time to...
the prison jumpsuit?
Yeah, he's in the jumpsuit. And you see the Flash Museum. So they've done a really great job of like peppering that in.
Right. And there's the weird nonsense he was saying that like seemed like nonsense to someone who didn't really know. So it didn't take anything away from you. But for people who knew kind of his history, it clicked a few boxes. You're like, oh.
Yeah, like there are different places they're going, which means that Barry has seen ultimately more of his time stream than we're led to believe.
Right.
Which is interesting. And then that's another thing, what we haven't figured out yet, is how many hundreds of years or how long was he really actually doing things in the Speed Force because of the time variance. These are the things that keep me up at night. I'm not even kidding you.
About, like, he might have like Alzheimer's because he could have lived 1,000 lives and his brain just couldn't handle it.
Yeah, that's true.
And that might just be him now.
Yeah, just a shell of a person who says hocus pocus focus something. He was rhyming all of his words.
Oh, yeah,
and drawing the hieroglyphics on the wall.
Yeah, it's creepy.
This house is bitchin'.
I love that, like...
They're like, it's recorded, it's translated, it's translating. He's like, this house is bitchin'.
I love when he asks about it. Does this house is bitchin' to me? Like, he's like, no. Why?
It's completely anticlimactic.
And another thing that's really interesting is that this episode kind of showcased Team Flash doing things right. Cisco... He brought Barry back. They didn't. He didn't come back where they thought he would, but they brought him back. And then like Cisco, he does in fact find a way to decipher some code. It's just not what he wanted. It was like without Barry there to put everything into perspective for the team, they weren't quite as fine tuned as you would like. And I loved there was a lot of disarray there. And I feel like there was another thing that was going on.
The new Flash suit.
Oh, yeah, there's the new Flash suit, which was super cool.
And they tease it for the second episode, which will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything of that.
Oh, sounds good.
Spoilers.
I won't talk about it, but I also like they brought back lighthearted Barry Allen at the end of that episode. Like he said, like, he explains, like, how I felt at the end of, like, last year or before I went in, it's all gone. I feel like it's all past.
Yeah, he's not weighed down by his past anymore.
It's back to what was that episode where Barry wasn't himself.
When he lost his, when they took his memory.
They took his memory all the way, and he didn't know anything, and he fucked that case up. And Iris was like, you know, this is the most carefree he's ever. That was actually last season, right? During the Savitar thing.
Those are trying to, if they could take his memory away, they could take away Savitar's. And
yeah, and then they could help to make him forget. And yeah. So, any predictions for this season of The Flash after what you've seen?
I got nothing. I'm just wanting to see it happen, you know? I want to see where it goes.
I agree. I'm really hopeful that a couple things happen. I want to see different Earth speedster versions of Hunter Zolomon and Eobard Thawn, because they do exist, and I think that
or
we could
fusion.
Or a fusion or different timed from different time jumps. I mean, it's not impossible to say that there isn't a version of Hunter Zolomon that hasn't already created himself, and a time remnant is what was killed that was Red Death, that was Black Flash.
Well, and then a world where there's multiple Harrison Wells, they could easily be another speedster from another Earth, another version of one of the characters already seen that could bring back that same actor for a couple episodes.
Totally. And do an arc. And here's an interesting Flash thing having nothing to do with the Flash. How cool is it that Grodd is going to Legends? Have you seen that?
Really?
Yes.
I did not hear that.
Grodd is going to be a major villain of this season of Legends. He's going to have some really key parts. I think there's at least a 2 or 3 episode arc with him.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
That's
so,
one thing I've loved about Legends is, I don't want to do the transition.
Well, we can transition to Legends. I don't mind. I love The Flash. I don't think there's really a whole lot to add.
Flash was good.
Definitely want to see more of that. But
5 out of 7, definitely.
The way I've always loved about the Legends is that they can take pieces that were left for the other shows and just take them and run them. Like last season, they took 3 major villains from other shows, put them on a team, and had them be the opposition, the Legends. And that was, I think, the best part of that whole season.
Oh, yeah. That team with Damian Dark. And
I love seeing Thawn again.
Yeah.
Actually seeing Thawn, not the Harrison Wells Thawn.
See, it's weird because when that was revealed in episode, 18 or 19 of Flash season 1, when it's revealed of how Wells is now Reverse Flash, because it all just doesn't really quite make sense, and they're like, Eobard Thawn, how's that possible? And of course you're like, well, Harrison Wells was a guy. So when that was happening and they revealed Matt Hesher, whoever the guy is that plays Eobard in Legends and everything, when he first appeared, I was like, fucking lame.
Oh,
like, I'm not Lesher. Thank you. I was like, that's so lame. I don't like it. But then, like, the more he's been used, the more he's grown on me. So, Podfather number 2 stepping into the room. 2 dads talking pods. You know, you want to come join the show, my friend? There's a mic open.
We
can just saunter over.
Wow,
it's been rolling this whole time.
Silent Rob has not been on, but technically maybe he has because the mic's been on.
Maybe. Yeah.
Do you remember when they brought back Reverse Flash that they had to send on his way to know what he was going to do next?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that in season 2?
He was from the future enough that he didn't know, or he was not from the future enough that he didn't know who Barry Allen was, and this was him first finding out who everyone was, learning about Cisco and the whole team. But yeah, I loved that. We have a special guest at this time. We should probably introduce him officially, yeah?
Please, everybody, welcome Brandon Stone.
How's it going? I'm a 2-time.
3-time.
Now a 3-time now appearance here on Podcast Trivia. How's everyone doing?
Dude, great.
Doing great. Yeah.
It's formally.
Yes.
Good to meet you finally.
Yeah.
Formally. A second time. You guys met at the, I promise, this really happened. This is a meeting you guys probably, neither of you remember.
No. Nope.
You were younger and you were younger.
Halloween party.
Yeah.
That was the, Caitlin was the crayon.
Yeah.
You did Mick from
Mick
Slipknot.
Thompson. Yeah,
I
yeah,
was
yeah.
the nurse Joker from The Dark Knight with the nurse's outfit and the cripple walk, the whole nine.
I remember that.
I don't remember what you came as, or I don't. You might have just like.
I don't even remember.
I think you just showed up because you're dope. Like, you're like, I don't give a fuck.
I think I just didn't think it was a costume party. I was like, oh, all right, I'm just me. I'm untransformed Bruce Banner. All right, just
completely
normal.
You guys, completely normal guy.
You guys all got a preview of my Halloween costume earlier.
I did.
Yeah, I said it in the group chat.
You did.
Brandon knows what it is.
Yeah,
I'm so far.
I said it earlier today.
Yeah, it was a picture.
I didn't see it.
I've been podcasting, my friend. We did JIC this morning.
Edited and uploaded.
Wow, Jesus Christ. You are a pro on a different level, bro.
Game Addicts is edited and uploaded. That's what I was doing up there. I was.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I kind of. I thought you were just doing the memory card transferring stuff because it takes a minute.
No. I don't have the video done for Game Addicts yet.
Well, yeah, that figures.
I need my actual PC for that.
Yeah, because you have to do the intros and outros.
Because I don't even have 51 touched at all.
Oh, 52
audios done and uploaded. 51 not even touched.
How did it go?
It went well. We went like almost 2 hours, like an hour and 50. Shit.
Easy to do with Sarah.
Absolutely. It was great. We're going to have her back someday to talk about GameStop.
Oh, yes.
I
want to
hear that episode.
You will. Just listen to Game Addicts podcast on GameAddicts.com.
Cheap pop.
Well, now that we're all here, first of all, Andrew, thank you for referring me to the CW app.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude,
I was
Lifesaver.
Totally about to. I mean, I have Fire Stick, a jailbroken Fire Stick, but it's such a hassle to stream shit on there. So I was actually on the verge of getting like PlayStation View or some other
service. Dude, Plex, man. Plex is the way to go. I Plex everything. Download it however you find your ways to download it, and then just put it in your Plex server, open it up on your PS4, live stream it. It's dope.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I luckily...
You're like, I have to wait another day. I'm like, you know what's on CW now on the app? And you're like, what is this app? I'm like, is it on Apple TV? I was like, Yeah.
CW app.
Perfect.
It's called the CW app.
It's only a few bucks, too, isn't it?
No, it's free.
It's free?
Yeah.
It's
completely free. It has commercials.
You got the seed.
Yeah. But it's like 30 seconds of commercials, and then you're back to the show.
You know, there was like, what was it? I think I was watching Crunchyroll.
Okay.
I was watching like Dragon Ball Super.
Sweet.
Because I got tired of waiting for the English dub to like, this is like when it first really kind of started.
Right? You were getting your job.
I was like, man, I want to watch it now. I want to be like Toonami back when I was a kid where I didn't have to wait a week. I just had to wait a day, you know, get home from school.
Yeah.
Chill out. Give me some Easy Mac.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I started watching that, but I got the same commercial 5 times.
Oh, yeah. I've had
that. For my local Aldi.
What?
In a row. Oh, Jesus.
It's these kids, and they're talking about going through Aldi, and I'm just like, after like, I'm like, okay, I get it. You like knockoff Doritos. Cool.
Now, is there an AMC app? Because that would make my world.
That's on Sling and View, unfortunately. There is an AMC app, but they don't put any of the episodes on. They put all the behind-the-scenes stuff on it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Downside of having a cheap cable package that doesn't include AMC. It's like...
Yes. Guess I'll just Fire Stick.
They raised view prices up too. It used to be 30, now it's 40 for the basic. I know. I looked at it because we're gonna have to do that. I looked at Sling, but Sling, I don't think comes with a digital DVR, which to me is important because in case I'm old, I get up at the back dimples of dawn.
Oh, that's a great ass JIC reference.
Way back when I first went to Days.
Oh man, I don't think I know that one.
It was an episode title.
That was right when I went to Days and. Yeah. And he's like, man, so you get up at the ass crack of dawn, huh? I'm like, dude, it's earlier than that. It's a little further dimples. Up the back dimples.
Yeah.
But sometimes I get tired and, dinner might run late, toddler might run late, things. And so I'm like, all right, tomorrow it is. It's DVR'd. So it's just going to have to be the way it is.
Yeah. So now that we're all here.
Yeah, what's up?
Are you going to ask him the same question you asked us?
Oh, no. What was that? We'll spare him.
What?
No, he doesn't want to be spared.
No.
Or maybe he does. I don't know.
Brandon.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so first, it's a multifaceted question. First question, if you could, would you suck your own dick?
Sure.
Right out the gate, he has an answer. Now, next question. Would you say you're finally getting there?
Mm-hmm.
Would you go?
Would I go?
Would you go?
Would I go?
Would you go?
Hmm. I mean, it's my own.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I'll eat some pineapples before. I don't know.
This is totally different than the way it went earlier. Man. This is amazing. Shit.
Sure. I mean, I guess it's my own. I mean, I am of my own.
Okay.
I mean, it's just like protein, I guess. I'm not weirded out by it.
He said, and don't you say protein. He says this earlier.
Okay.
You perfectly compliment me. That was so great.
I mean,
that was amazing.
Yeah, sure. I mean, but like, don't eat like asparagus or anything. Like, be mindful. So. Be mindful of yourself at that point.
Are you gonna? Would you ask yourself the question like, hey, do you swallow? Are you gonna go through the process with yourself?
I guess it depends on how bad yourself. My back hurts.
Oh my God.
Talk it over with yourself, man. Get all the answers.
This is incredible. I'm learning so much about my friend right now.
Well, I mean, it's a good hypothetical because I literally cannot achieve this feat whatsoever.
Yeah.
I
cannot either.
Yeah. I mean,
struggles of getting
old. I'm not afraid of things that are never going to happen. Things that could happen, that scares me.
That's a great quote, Brandon. Jesus.
Okay, so on to the real what we're all here. Star Wars dropped a trailer this week.
Did.
Last week. Yeah. Last week in change.
Did you guys talk about that on?
We did.
We just talked about it and watched it
a little bit.
Oh, before the last one was Justice League, wasn't it?
Yeah,
But we just the one we just did today. We talked about it.
He was fondling the balls there.
Can we talk about it again?
Sure, we can talk about it a little bit again. Bring it on. What do you think?
All right, talk about it.
What did you think?
What did I think?
No, what do you think?
It was said, hey, if you don't want this to be spoiled for you, don't watch it.
Yeah,
it's potentially spoilery as hell. So I was actually originally going to avoid it, and then it just came on my feed, and of course I'm like, click.
It's all about coming on his feed.
This is a theme for this episode.
Yeah, apparently.
Feeding? Are you one of those people like? Because I know I have some friends that like avoid like watching trailers going into.
I don't
a movie.
Normally.
No.
The importance of Star Wars.
I've said that I don't like sometimes when movies really don't need another trailer. Like when they're stringing out fourth and fifth trailers trying to get people to come out.
Or when they start doing new TV spots that are like more additional clips to the trailer.
What was the movie so they could take all of the released trailer footage and get like 10 minutes of movie out of it? Or like 5 minutes? Was it Spider-Man?
Probably. Mm-hmm. That actually makes sense. There was a lot of teased stuff on with the Spider-Man trailer.
That was the time that I was getting frustrated because I'm like, I'm already sold in the movie, and you're like, did you watch the trailer? I'm like, no.
Sometimes all you need is a tease, right?
Well, sometimes yes. As far as like what they've done with Star Wars, they did this with Force, and they've now done this here where they did the trailer or the teaser, and then the actual trailer just like a few months out, or like when they were getting ready to do ticket pre-sales.
Yeah.
So sometimes when it comes to trailers. I'm good with just the one taste. With this, I was, even though there was the warning, I'm like, I did not heed that warning with Force. I'm not heeding it here.
Right. I wanted to heed the warning, and then it just happened. I watched it. And
just happened.
It was in the moment, you know?
Yeah, I still think my favorite thing was Chewbacca doing his thing, and then that little pork and frog.
Yeah.
I was like, what the crap?
What is this? Yeah.
It's like
I think... Yeah, it could potentially spoil some things, but I also think it's one of those trickster trailers where they're edited.
You know that one at the very end is clearly two different shots they've cut together.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that, but most people are just like, oh my God. But no, there's clearly two different
At the same time, I mean, I'm willing to go all out and spoil the trailer.
Oh, we already did on JIC.
Yeah,
don't worry.
A couple days ago,
we already watched the whole thing.
I have no issue. So... Obviously, it shows Rey kind of what appears to be joining up with Kylo Ren. I'm okay with that. I'm okay if that is not a trick cut. I'm okay if that actually happens because it's interesting.
What if
Luke has like
turned her away
and like refuses to train her further?
I can see him reaching out to her. You know, in that gesture of him like holding his hand out, and she's like, "I'm lost. This is a whole new world to me," and he's like, "Come with me," you know. I won't turn you away.
Doesn't
mean that she's gonna do it, but
just
it
cuts the hand off.
Yeah.
actually, this is the second in the trilogy, so there will be a hand loss somewhere for sure. Historically speaking,
C-3PO already lost. C-3PO already lost his hand.
Well, you don't see it though.
No, I know.
And it's not a saber cut.
Yeah.
So
fine. Just being super technical about it.
Also made it sound like you said. Blow up his mother's ship.
Yeah, it could be misdirect.
Yeah.
I will say, you said it doesn't really have any too many spoilers. I will say it has the most major spoiler, and it literally gives you the payoff from The Force Awakens with Rey officially handing the lightsaber to Luke.
Yeah.
Like,
here's the thing you were waiting for that we actually didn't show you.
Was there a hand?
I like how Luke's like main face of the whole trailer is him going. He's just like, huh?
I wasn't scared. No, but now
I like that line.
What is it? I can't remember what the
It didn't frighten me then, or it didn't scare me enough then it does now. Yeah. And I talked about this on JIC about how here's this young Ben with this raw, like endless potential of power. And he's like, oh, this would be a good kid to train.
Hell yeah.
And then here comes Ray, and it's like there again, and it's that same thing over again. And where he failed last time, he's like, no, I can't do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loved it, though.
I did, too.
It's good.
I love the score. John Williams again coming in. I hope he stays on for episode 9. I hope he stays alive.
It looks like we're going to get more Phasma this time around.
Yeah.
No, and I am definitely excited for that.
She does something.
Yeah.
Finn apparently defeated TR-8R.
Traitor!
Traitor!
You know, TR-8, huh?
Yeah, TR-8.
Wink.
Wink, hacker. Wink.
I think that Finn is an interesting character that doesn't hold, like, you can look at the archetypes for The Force Awakens and kind of the stories they're building from the original trilogy. Finn's doesn't map to anyone they've done before necessarily.
He's not the closest to Luke.
He's not even, though. I mean, he isn't a Jedi by any means, you know?
But he's a whiny character.
So
he's a whiny, comical character.
I mean, well, yeah, I mean, kind of, but like, he's just, I guess I get that he's a whiny, comical character, but I'm talking about like, Poe is very much your Han Solo, and you've got Rey is kind of your Luke, really. I mean, she's learning to be possibly a Jedi or whatever, and of course you have Kylo, who's kind of your Vader. You've got Snoke, who's kind of your Emperor Palpatine. There's all these parallels, but there isn't a direct parallel to a character from the original trilogy that is kind of what Finn is doing, because there wasn't anybody who went from the Empire and betrayed that to help the Resistance in canon as of right now, you know? At least with the movies. Mm-hmm. So I think that's interesting, because he's definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And he's not going to spend the whole movie in a coma.
That's good.
Well, the first teaser, you're like, oh, he's in a box. Well, great.
Is he going to get a Spock funeral, too?
Oh, damn.
Superman did it. Why not? Why not? Hello, guys. I think we got some reservations coming up.
We do.
So yeah. We should probably get this going. Thank you all again for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Of course.
Glad to be back on Podcastrophy, my second time.
I would have come down sooner if I had known I actually had a seat at the table.
it was for anybody.
Oh, okay.
It was for anybody who wanted to add their 2 cents.
It's here.
Yeah.
It's all still
here. I didn't have to do anything.
The conversation will roll on.
Oh, definitely. We're going to move this
to Christo's.
To Christo's to have a foodies thing, and it's going to be a classic foodies episode with the OG3 hosts. We don't have a fourth coming down, so
okay.
We'll discuss that later. It's nothing terrible, just that's life. So we will we'll wrap. Hey, Blaine, do you have plugs for your shit and stuff? Like that sounds wrong, but like
all this butt stuff going on.
Oh
today.
Yeah, that happened.
Oh yeah, you can find Podcastrophy on Facebook at facebook.com/Podcastrophy. You can hit me up on the Twitter, slide into my DMs on Twitter, or wait, no, I fucked that up. Okay, slide into my DMs on Instagram at Podcastrophy Podcast. Same thing with Twitter.
No.
But I don't use it.
It's Podcatastrophe.
No, on Twitter I changed it to Podcast.
Did you?
Podcast.
Should have probably let the guy running the network know so I can change all your links to not go to a page that doesn't
exist. I don't even use Twitter. So
okay.
I don't even use it. So
okay, that's fine.
If somebody decides to tweet me, I'll use it.
Okay.
For that specific tweet.
Okay, I got you. But you're not actively using Twitter. Okay, that's fair.
I've officially moved on from Twitter to Instagram.
Instagram's a shit.
It is.
More hashtags.
But that's really all I got for plugs. Nate or Brando, take it away. I haven't had both of you on my podcast yet.
Hey. Can we do it?
Fuse.
No. You got to join. It's like the Shield, dude. Yeah, bring it on.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's a new fist bump.
It's a good thing that you didn't add a D in there.
Those fists were warm.
Nude fist bump.
A nude fist bump is a whole different.
That's like ultra docking.
It's like activities.
Holy shit.
The title of the episode now.
Okay, so I was working with Tyler up on 14.
Yeah.
And I'm still new up there. And he's not, hadn't been up there that long either. Well, we both restart our, like, the tips of our guns out, and we both went to pull, and we slammed them into each other. And I'm like, "Whoa, dude, oh, we just power knocked."
I forgot you do that now. I did that with Rachel. Like, I was like, "Get the fuck out of here!" Like, we were both like too afraid to go in.
Yeah.
And we both went in at the same time, and I was just like, boom. I forced it in, and knocked her gun the fuck away. It was funny. I'm like, get the fuck out.
Of course,
here.
Tyler going with it goes, it was a unique experience. Can't say it's my, I gotta say it's my first.
This Tyler character we were talking about, he is in the front running for a possible co-host of podcast.
Wow, that's
I'm
strong.
I'm gonna say it here right now.
That's strong. That's
I haven't had him on yet.
Bold,
but if I were to have a co-host.
I think I came up with a new segment for your show that I want to play around with. What's because up? We should totally do unnecessary censorship and podcastrophe, because the touching the gun story is great, but if there were certain words beeped and you weren't quite sure what was being said, holy fuck, it sounds like something totally different.
Because
like when you were saying all that, it was great. And then you said gun and it took me out of it. But if you beeped gun and I wasn't quite sure what the word was, holy shit.
Yeah.
Push it away.
I just pushed her away. Whoa. Oh shit!
All right, Andrew, let's hear some plugs.
Yeah, where can we find your show?
You can find my show at The Poor Report on Twitter, at just The Poor Report on Facebook, and at The Poor Report on Instagram. Luckily, there's only one poor. It's just me,
and he's so poor.
This has been a poor catastrophe.
A poor catastrophe.
Have a poor dick day.
Have a poor dick day.
Oh, God.
Well, is that plugs. What we're going to do today?
Let's hear your guys' plugs.
Okay, so you can find some of my stuff on thejourneytocomics.com, gameaddicts.com. I'm on shows all across the board. You can check out JIC at JIC Network on Twitter, Journey to Comics on Facebook, Journey to Comics on Instagram, Journey to Comics on YouTube, Game Addicts on YouTube, Game Addicts Podcast on Facebook, Game Addicts Podcast on Instagram, Game Addicts Play on Twitter. Think that runs the gamut.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. Same. Like, well, except for I'm not on Game Addicts that much. But I've kind of been on Game Addicts a couple times. Cool. But just go to journeyintocomics.com and literally you can get all of our links to all of our different things that we have going on. I've literally made it to where if you're on a desktop or you make your phone desktop view, on the side there's a sidebar. It has everybody in the network stuff. You can click it.
On your phone, without doing that, if you go all the way to the bottom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that list.
It's all there. It's all in order. So if you're scrolling and there's no more episodes, that's where all that stuff is.
Oh, sweet. I actually never tried that.
He's like, I'm not going down that far.
We thank the host of the house we're staying at right now.
Oh, man.
So freaking lovely.
Thank you, Gretchen and Rob, for having us over here.
They definitely were instrumental in this day running as smoothly as it was. It could have been an absolute train wreck. It is so far turned into not that. It did not turn into a podcastrophe. Oh. It's been a podcast-a-mania, I guess is the way we'll say that. Blaine, thank you for having this show, and thank you for having me on the show. That's all I got, though.
Yeah, it's a pleasure having all of you guys on here anytime. Woo-hoo. So, do you guys want to say it with me?
Yeah. What should we do?
What should we do? Are we going to... You need... Just, guys, let's make every day a big dick day.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah? Is that good?
Yeah, I think that was cool. Make every day a big, huge, schlong day? That doesn't work as well. That's not the song.
Big, veiny, triumphant.
Whoa. Bastard. Triumphant. I love that you threw triumphant in there to describe your genitalia.
Bye, guys. Woke up this morning with my dick in my hand. Girlies to the right of me, just like I planned. It's gonna be a big dick day. 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 It's gonna be a big dick day.